USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States, 13 in the world in infrastructure. We should be ranked number one.
President Biden touting an infrastructure bill he signed earlier this year just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, near the Fern Hollow Bridge, which became a symbol of the country's flawed infrastructure after collapsing into a ravine just before Biden visited the city in January. Biden also in Pennsylvania campaigning for Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for Senate. A newly filed lawsuit is accusing Google of collecting a massive database of voice and facial features without users' consent. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that's against the law. The complaint suggests that Google Nest smart home products are actively listening and recording what they hear. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, you just want a plan you're happy with. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.